Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the Vermont Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermanministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Northville Falls, Vermont service. Let's praise and worship the Lord.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh careth for me. Jehovah Jireh careth for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh careth for me. Jehovah Jireh careth for me.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
May God bless everyone out there today. Throughout this week, the Lord's been working with me on some things, and one of them is being a good steward. Another one is just seeing what's in the world that just represents the power and love of Jesus Christ. So this morning I was praying, and the Lord was kind of leading me through some things about responsibility and accountability. The two things that nobody likes to have to do, to be responsible and accountable. So I did some scripture searches this morning on that. Boy, did it hit home. Big time. So, you know, I prayed and I asked the Lord to just help me get through all that. I need to move forward and I need to become responsible and accountable for all the things that He has for me. And I was sitting here praying this morning as we were singing, the Lord led me to Romans 6, verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein. That's pretty powerful. There's a lot in them two little verses. Because so often we accept the Lord Jesus Christ into our heart and we say, woohoo, yahoo, let's go forward. Let's move with Christ. And then we turn around and we go back to our old ways. And we don't recognize the gifts. We don't practice and utilize the gifts that God has given us. We're supposed to be a living body in Jesus Christ. In order to be a living body in Jesus Christ, we need to leave the sin behind and move forward in that power and in that grace of Jesus Christ. You know, I was standing outside middle of the week. It's kind of a damp day. Been that way a lot here in Vermont this year. I was standing out there and I was like, man, is this rain ever going to stop? And it led me to thinking about, you know, how we all seek shelter undercover when it's raining and we run for a dry spot and we're always trying to stay out of the weather. And then I saw a flock of birds go flying through. And the Lord says to me, he says, why worriest thou you? And I said, ouch. I looked up and I remembered all the times that we've talked about how the Lord will take care of us and then we go and we try to take care of ourselves. How the Lord will protect us and then we go and try to protect ourselves. And you look at the birds in the sky, whether it's rainy, whether it's sunny and dry, they're up there and the Lord's taking care of them. So why should we stand and fret and foam? Just trust God and he will take care of you. So I think that's about all I've got. You know, you just got to love the Lord, seek him out in all things, and trust him in all things. And what God gives you, hang on to it dearly and seek it on a daily measure that you can just abound in his glory and his strength. Amen? Amen. And Raul has a few things to share too.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Had kind of a strange but eventful latter part of the week. Had a sister that came up from Florida to visit me, and over the years we've had a fairly strained relationship. So when she announced that I want to come see you in Vermont, I was like, what's up with that? Something's going on, some issue maybe with the family, but I didn't see a very good situation coming out of it. In anticipation, I was predicting that the worst was going to happen, which is not of the Lord. And as Jim just was speaking, it sort of kind of overlapped with what I had been thinking, was that I really wasn't trusting in the Lord that he would make things work. And so I was waiting for the hammer to fall, and waiting for the hammer to fall. Well, the hammer never fell. Praise God. And as we talked, we were forming our plans for what we were going to do, you know, from Thursday through Sunday, because there were a big group with all their kids, my brother, my two brothers with their spouses, their kids. So I knew it was going to be hectic, but I knew I had to be here this morning. And I thought I was going to catch flack for that. You know, we're leaving Sunday. We need you to be around. We'd like to be with you. And so, again, you know, yesterday I was getting anxious, which I know is not of the Lord, and I wasn't trusting in him. And so I kept waiting for the hammer to fall, you know, because it hadn't fallen yet. And I just kept waiting and thought I was going to get a lot of flack. And instead it was basically she basically said to me, well, do what you have to do, and we'll figure it out, and we'll meet up after your service. And I was like, huh? And I was walking my dogs early this morning in the woods and praying to God about it and still, you know, thinking that maybe something was wrong, was going to go wrong, and it did not. Praise God. And so I want to read one verse here, and it's Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And what it came down to basically was I going to try to please everybody else, or was I going to try to please the Lord? And it came to me that, and I have not been doing this all the time, that it's really critical that you put the Lord first, above anything else. Family, business, money, put the Lord first. And so here I am, you know, and I'm grateful, and praise God that things have worked out, and we're going to have a great departing, and we used to be very close, and as time went on, things just went astray, and this past few days, it's like we never missed a beat from our childhood. So the Lord worked in really mighty ways. And, you know, I was very skeptical. They rented a house here in Northfield, and I was like, you're not going to find a place in Northfield to rent. Well, the Lord provided. There was a house. They rented it for 3 nights, a beautiful place, and everybody gathered there when we all could. And praise God, it was a great thing, and a restoration of the family, essentially, with love, which we'd been lacking for a long time. And that's how God moves. He moves with love and power. And put him first, and it will work out for you. Put him first. That's all I have to say right now. Amen.
Thank you, Raul and Jim. In Matthew 33, it says, like Raul just read, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The next verse, 34, says, take no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient is the day thereof. So yes, I mean, in our lives, we need to put Jesus first in everything we do. And we need not to worry about what tomorrow is going to bring, because those things will take care of themselves. You get enough to deal with in one day. And the only way you're going to get through that is putting your eyes on Jesus and walking forward. So, in Proverbs 3, it says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you, to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I know this morning I was battling. I woke up tired and cranky, and I used my tablet for the music. And I had taken the other computer home, and I downloaded a bunch of the songs down onto that computer. I'm like, okay, and I got it all set up, and I got over here, and those songs wouldn't work. So I had to start all over again. And when I found out they didn't work, I just wanted to melt down and crawl in a corner and cry. But the Lord brought to my remembrance the Proverbs 3 verse, where it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. And acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So instead of crumpling down into a corner and crying, I decided to put my trust in the Lord, put my eyes on Him, and walk forward. And thankfully, things are working out okay, I think, today. So, but we all have to battle that, I think, in one form or the other. It's just, sometimes it just feels, things just get overwhelming and we don't know. And the easy thing is to kind of give up, go off and cry somewhere, feel sorry for myself. The better thing is to put your eyes on the Lord and choose to stand in Him. And in Him, you can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens you. So I'm going to pass this mic off to Jeannie.
Well, praise Jesus. This is another day we get to serve the Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad in that. When Steve and Robin were up here in Vermont, I received some things that were not so pleasant about myself, but I'm grateful that they were pointed out to me. And at one point, Steve asked me, he goes, "So are you excited?" And I wasn't, because all the years I've heard the word, I would get so excited, but I wouldn't do anything with it. You know, I would forget it or wait for the Lord to do something. And so I just said I'm tempered, because the things I had received while they were here were very sobering. But that question pricked my heart. Are you excited? And I looked up the word excited, and there was a cool definition in there that stood out to me. And that word was eager. And so, yes, I am definitely eager to serve the Lord, which brought more joy and excitement. So praise the Lord for that. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about being, you know, subjecting ourselves unto the Lord. And Phil talked about that. He gave some kind of a beginning. And when I asked the Lord to bring me under His perfect subjection, I have no idea what that's going to look like. But, you know, this morning, Carrie and I were working on stuff, and she was telling me to click on this and that, and I'm thinking, what is she doing that for? And the Lord quickened me. I'm like, no, just do what she says. And it worked out, you know? But I was going to be questioning, and, you know, that's not of the Lord. And He opened my eyes to that, so praise the Lord. And it happens throughout the day in all these little situations. And He shows up and He points things out, because I don't know. I ask Him to point things out to me so I can learn. And I think it was Brad that talked today about casting our cares upon the Lord. And lately, life has been one sacrifice of praise all day long, because I just get attacked. I get all these stupid thoughts in my head that are not of God. And if I just keep praising the Lord, they go away. Things turn out well. And anyway, I'm just thankful that He reminds me to give Him thanks and praise throughout the day. Otherwise, I would turn into a stupid marshmallow, not knowing what to do. But if our eyes are fixed on Jesus every moment, He'll lead us. He'll open our eyes. We don't have to look to ourselves. You know, Jim pointed that out today too, that He will take care of us in everything if we keep our eyes fixed on Him. That's all I have to say.
For now, no condemnation to
God. Lord, I get thank you for the message that was given today, Lord. I ask that it be set in our hearts and that we can go forward with it and that we recognize all the things that you have for us, Lord, and that we put into practice all of the things that you've given us, that we stand in the faith and trust in you. And Lord, and just thank you for being there, and thank you for helping us to keep our eyes opened and focused on you. For you are the great one. In Jesus' name, amen.
Down.
listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.